It is great to be in the house of the Lord again. I appreciated Reverend Scott's message this morning. I was going to tease him and tell him thanks for the introduction. And in a sense that it is. I'm going to talk tonight about the fact that... Can you turn it down a little bit? My brain's getting, that's maybe too much. Okay, I got to quit being picky. I was getting an echo in here. We're going to be in Ephesians tonight, chapter 1. And this message came from something that God was working in my life and I was praying for and about, and He answered it in this passage. And it was something that had to do with behavior and feeling that what do I do? I didn't know what to do, didn't know how. What am I supposed to do? I don't understand. I read your word, I understand it. And then he says, and he pointed out the fact that God the Father has equipped us. Now these are things that you know, but let's take a look at it. He equips us for our Christian life. And our Christian life consists of a spiritual life. We are in this flesh, and we know that this flesh and everything that we see with our eyes, including our eyes, is temporary. The real you, that's what's eternal. What the breath that God spoke or breathed into the human being when He made him has life. Now, the difference is those who receive Christ are made alive in their spirit. Therefore, they are a spiritual being on earth and until we go. But, because this world is not my home, I am just passing through. And we're going to live this life according to God's purpose, which is to glorify Him. And we're going to be here during that time. But He has understood, He created us. He knows each one of us. And He has given to us and equipped us for the life that we are to live. Ephesians chapter 1, we're going to start in verse 3, if you would stand for the reading of the word. We're going to be reading through verse 14. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the fact that you, having made us and having us to be reborn in Christ, that you have provided, that you have are with us at all times, and you have given to us all we need to live the life that you desire. Lord, I pray that tonight your spirit might have freedom from my mouth, and Lord, in our hearts, that everything that we learn might draw us closer to you. Everything that we hear might bring glory to you. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The reason I read 3 through 14, now when I was in school, my teacher, I used to write papers, and my teacher would always call me off to the side and said, do you have to write sentences that long? Can't you break it up? You know, we teach you grammar, use your periods. That's one sentence in the Greek. And I thought I was long-winded. Paul does a pretty good job. But did you notice that through that whole sentence, first is praise to God, and a reason that we praise God is he provided all the way through that. We're going to look at just four tonight, starting in verse 3. But we got to see that it's by grace, through faith, in Christ. And of course, we think of Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. When we think of that, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it's a gift of God. Our life in Christ is not of yourself, but is also a gift. He has given to us everything we need for our lives. And when our enemy is the world, the flesh, and the devil, Satan had nothing, no greater joy than to disrupt us because he cannot have us. We are in Christ. We are secure in Christ. And we're going to see that by some of the things that Christ, that God himself has done. So we start out with a doxology toward God himself. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And as I was saying at the beginning, we received all spiritual blessings. We are spiritual people. We live, or should live, a spiritual life. We are not under the control of and order of this world. God has made everything. We know from Romans 13 that God puts all government agencies in place, and he does it for his purpose. Our responsibility before them is, as Christ said with the coin, given to Caesar what is Caesar's, and unto God what is God's. So we live according to his purpose, and his purpose in our life is to glorify him and to make sure that we can do that. He provides us with all the spiritual blessings we need. It says in the heavenlies, there there's different views on what that is, but I see it as our lives itself, not only here, but there. Because we know that the moment that we receive Christ as our personal Savior, we receive eternal life. Therefore, that's the life we're living now. We're here, and we have to live in this world. But we do not live, we live in the world, but not of the world. We do not allow the world to live for us or through us. We need, the separation is not, there is not a secular spiritual. Your life is spiritual. And your life outside the church, where we gather together and fellowship and hear the word, that's where we, as J. Vernon McGee used to say, that's where the rubber Roman sandal meets the Roman road. We live our life out there. And that life should be no different than the life we experience here and with one another. Our dedication to him. Why? Because he has provided all those things. The point that God made to me was, you're sitting there, Gary, and you're thinking about things and concerned about things that you do as opposed to who you are. We're to live as who we are. We have received all spiritual blessings, verse 4, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blemish before him in love. In this flesh, remember what Paul said? There is no good thing in this flesh. There is no good thing. But the good thing is yourself, as God has made you. God chose you. We got to take that step backwards, behind, past, going backwards, past Genesis 1:1, to eternity past. Remember geometry when you were taught those line things? Or maybe not. They stuck in my mind, line segments and all that. But the best line is the one that's like this and has an arrow on each end. Eternity. That's God himself. God is from eternity past, eternity future. There is no beginning, no end. We were, there was a time, as we call it, because that's what we reference. There was that time that God says, I'm going to create, let there be light. And he put it all together. But before then, he said, we're going to choose Gary Rich. We're going to make him an eternal being. We are going to fellowship with him. And we're going to make him perfect. He'll have a hard time believing it, but he's be made perfect. And that's what we do need to do, is believe God. Not, and I am not up here speaking of you being perfect. You won't get away with it because I know you. Sorry. However, when I face God, when I pray to God, he sees the perfect Gary. Why? Because Jesus Christ gave himself. He suffered and died for me. And the thought of him going through what he went through just for me is bad enough. But he died not only for us, or not just for me, but for the sins of the entire world at one time. I know the punishment just for my sin. Understanding that he did that over 2,000 years ago, Christ died for all sin, which means we were all in his future, which means all our sin is covered under the blood. And the one that you made a mistake the next day is covered under the blood. This is who we are. We are his, which comes up next. I love to get ahead of myself. We are chosen, first of all, to be blameless. We are chosen before he even created anything. He chose each one of us to be blameless. Before him in love. Whose love? Our love for him, yes. But his love for us. In verse 5 it says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will, predestined us. That is God's predecision, again, before he already decided that we're going to be blessed with every spiritual blessing, chosen to be blameless, and I'm going to predetermine that they're going to be, those who receive Christ are going to be my children. All these things are of God the Father of Jesus Christ. Every single thing is given to us. Now, I mean everything. So when we are considering ourselves and the life that we live, recognizing that we are his child. And you can't change that. You can't take it away. No one else can take us out of his hand. We are secure in Christ. Our life should be that of peace. David said, Psalm 34, let me teach you the fear of the Lord. And he says, first of all, put a zipper or something on that lip. Watch what you say. And then he says, get away from evil, do good. And then he says, to find peace, pursue it. I got to thinking about that whole thing, and I'm going, well, okay, wait a minute, peace. You know, we understand, hey, I'm going to fear the Lord. Obviously, I'm going to try not to sin. I'm going to try to do what is right. And I'm even going to try to control what I say, because we know the danger there. But the last one, peace, right here. God has equipped us to have peace. God has equipped us by providing what we need so that we are not bothered. All right. For me, it was a matter of crying so hard my head hurt. I'm an emotional person. That's how he made me. However, because I wanted so much to do what's right, but I realized that I had come to the point where I was needing that because I was holding that against me. He's chosen me to be blameless. We understand that when we obey the word of God, part of the word of God is 1 John 1:9. When you sin, you confess your sin, and he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And what he wants us to do is acknowledge the fact that we have the sin. And then you go on because you're chosen to be sinless. You're chosen. You are sinless before him. Now, if you die in Christ in the middle of a sin, he is not going to reject you because you're his. There was a word there, but it didn't come out. We are his children. I spend time sometimes thinking about my daughter, you know, and you can't help but to say, boy, if I only said this and only done that, that's useless. But you know what? My daughter can't do anything that would take away the fact that I love her. And she can break fellowship with me, but she can't change the fact that I am her dad. And I'm proud to be her dad. You know, God sees us as children, his children. And if you have a child, you understand. And if you don't, you got little fellows like Logan here. All you got to do is talk to him, and you just want to love him. And my daughter is 32 now, I think. And I don't see 32 when I talk to her. I still see my little girl. And God watches over us in that manner. And when my daughter got lost at the store one time, and I was just panicked. Found her, and we sat down and we talked to her. You gotta let us know where you're at. I mean, you gotta be with so we can see you. So that night, we'll watch a TV. She comes out of her room and says, Mom, Dad, yeah, I'm going to the bathroom. So, okay, that's a little too far, I understand. But the obedience was there, the love was there. It meant so much to me. We didn't really lose it until she went away, and then we started laughing. But that's the way in which God wants us to respond to him. Understand that there's nothing in this world that can overcome us, and there's nothing. We're adults. Now, he sees us as children. I mean, before God, we are. I mean, we're, you know. But when we receive Christ, we were what? Born again. So, yep, we start out as babies. I remember my baby days in the Lord. That was last week. But I celebrated on the 25th of November, my 42nd year in the Lord. And didn't make all the right decisions, but he never changed. And he brought me back, and I got to meet all of you. I got to love you. I am so overwhelmed with privilege because I am the child of God. There's nothing he brings into our lives. Whatever you're facing right now has his purpose on it. We are predestined to be his children according to the good pleasure of his will. Isn't that neat? It's his good pleasure to have you as his child. That's awesome. We're going to look at verse 6 here, to the praise of the glory of his grace. Isn't that a wonderful statement? Everything in our lives should be to the praise of his glory. This world will do anything it can to get a hold of our minds and hearts and direct us toward things that are on the horizontal and cause us to be delayed and interrupted in our spiritual walk. But we don't have to do that. He has provided. He has chosen us. He has blessed us with spiritual blessing, chosen us to be blameless, predestined us to be his children. And what I was facing and what I was really struggling with is dealt with right here in verse 6. Wherein it says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us acceptable, accepted in the beloved. Being emotional, I have a tendency to get mad at myself. I don't get mad at other people, but boy, I can really get mad at me. I keep trying to get myself to leave the room because I don't want to talk to me, but it don't work. But you know what? I am accepted in God's eyes. Even if you didn't like me, which I know y'all do, you can't help yourself. The love that we share is because of him. The everything that we have is because of him. Thanksgiving came along, and that's what hit me. I'm going, you know, you want to give that list. You know, thank you, Lord, for this and this and this. And it all comes down to thank you, Lord, period. Because all those things that we would list, they all came from him. All these things, the blessing, the chosen, the predestined, accepted, goes on, redemption, the earnest of our inheritance, the down payment, the Holy Spirit, God, the Holy Spirit living with us, is a down payment. We have great things ahead. Believe him. He's your father. Everything that you need to live the life that he has planned for you. And your life, that the life he has planned for me is not the life he has planned for you. No amens there. But what he has planned for you is specific to the quality and the fact that he made you a special way for a special purpose, and then he chose you to be and to fulfill that purpose. There are such a bigger, greater thing in our life, each one of us, that God wants to do and can do. All we got to do is believe him. The healing that was shared, and he says to the man, just like Reverend Scott there, do you want to be, what a question. Do you want to be healed? And say that the guy, he goes off, and that wasn't his question. Well, I got no one to take me. It had to be a matter of being used to, because it should be yes. Or actually, I would just give him a look like, you're kidding, right? Of course I want to be healed. Now, I want to serve the Lord. And he says, I got it. Not a problem. I did that for a while. Lord, I want to serve you. And then he goes, Gary, you're already doing four things in the church. Why don't you just concentrate on that first? I want so much the activity, the working of the Spirit in this congregation and in my heart. God is able. God has provided. Everything's there. Let's believe him. Let's watch him work in all our lives, individually, and encourage one another. I see faces of everybody I just really love a lot. And if I wasn't in Christ, I wouldn't be up here for one thing. I wouldn't even think of it. But you know what? I wouldn't be able to talk so freely because I'm looking and talking to my friends. Well, our Heavenly Father desires us, his children, to love one another, but to love him first and foremost with everything that we are, so that he can bless us as we love others and reach out and help them. And God is able. We are blessed and chosen. We are predestined. And through it all, we're accepted at all times. We have all of that. So our lives themselves are a spiritual life, a life that should be filled with peace no matter what we face. Because God is good. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. The fact that you are who you are, the God of an awesome universe and a God who loves us and knows us, and you desire that we trust you, that we sit in your lap and say, Abba, Father, teach me, guide me, direct me. We thank you for your love and for your, Father, for the care that you have over each one of us at all times. I pray, Father, that tonight the Spirit might have freedom to talk to each one of us for our particular need, and that we submit to it happily and joyfully, because we know that we're in the hands of our Father. And I pray this in the Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.